three reform bills, including a $5,000 teacher pay raise, creation of an Office of Accountability, and giving the governor direct appointment authority over six major agencies. There was also filed a bill that was, almost identical, except for one component, to what's been commonly referred to as the A-plus plan. The only difference is this includes a $1 per kilowatt hour tax on wind, and then an income tax reform bill was filed, and three tax credit cap bills were filed, capping the transferability and refundability of the wind tax credit, the coal tax credit, and the train tax credit, or I should say the rail tax credit. So this is a combination of governmental reforms, tax credit reforms, and some revenue.
When do you hope to hear these in committee?
So we are still in talks with the minority party. I would expect committee to be this week, which would mean, obviously tomorrow or Thursday. And then I would expect it to come to the floor next week. Now, all of those are game time decisions that could change, but I think that would be the current expectation.
And it sounds like most of this is just basically what had been proposed by Step Up Oklahoma. Is that correct?
It is. The vast majority is from the Step Up plan. There's some changes that were made in negotiation. When Step Up made their proposal, there were negotiations between the minority leadership in the Senate and the House and the majority leadership in the Senate and the House, and there were some changes from their original proposal. But most of this is a bipartisan proposal that came up by Step Up.
And are you hearing from other people, especially from your own party, concerned about tax increases? Do you still think this can get through?
Well, we're hearing from both sides. I'm hearing from my own party messages, some concern on tax increases. I'm also hearing from my own party to fix the budget and that they don't like this constant cycle of back and forth. One of the things that is not getting talked about, too, everybody wants to talk about the revenue measures. It's important to note there are significant reforms, including governmental reforms, including tax credit reforms, and then you couple that with the House Investigative Committee. There's been more government oversight by this leadership team in the House than any time I've ever been in the legislature. But at the same time, we still have the constant budget cycle that we have. So what I'm hearing from the majority of my constituents is fix the problem. Stop having these cycles over and over again. Make sure money is well spent. Keep taxes as low as possible. But also get us out of this constant bad press for the state of Oklahoma, this constant special session. We need a long-term solution that gets us out of this and gets to move the state forward.
And just to make sure we're clear, it's still the 4% GPT increase, is that right?
Yes, it's 4% retroactive. So what that means is if this passes, that is a major change from the last one. The last bill was 4% prospective. This would be 4% retroactive. So if you have a 2% well right now, and again, when we say 4%, it's 4% for 36 months. After 36 months, it goes to 7. But if you have a well that's, say, 2%, it's been producing for 12 months, it would immediately move to 4%. And then at the end of, it doesn't get another 36 months, at the end of 24 months, it would then move to 7%.
Right. And what was the total amount that was expected to be raised through all the revenue bills?
Around $780 million.
And that would include enough money for a $5,000 teacher pay raise.
That would include a $5,000 teacher pay raise. That would include not having cuts to your rural nursing homes and hospitals, rural nursing homes have gone out of business since we got out of session last year. That would include fixing the fact that we lost the federal match for the OU and OSU medical centers. Losing the OSU medical program would be devastating to rural health care in the state of Oklahoma. That's where a large portion of our rural doctors go. So there has been some talk as to whether or not, to just kind of answer the next question, whether or not there is a plan B. There's always a plan B. The bottom line is the legislature has to govern. But whatever the plan is, it's not going to have a $5,000 teacher pay raise for sure. There just won't be enough money to get that if this doesn't pass. And it could include some cuts that would hit relatively deep. So if this plan were to not pass, there will be a balanced budget. We passed a balanced budget last year. The governor just vetoed it. There will be one, but it will probably include some cuts that will be hardest hit in rural Oklahoma, because that's where is feeling the hardest hit of the health care cuts and things like that.